what is made to happen is horrible and wrong. The games is all about it now. And, I don't know, she's about 16 years old, and she's on that, I hope she doesn't. But she says she's 15 years older than I am, and she married the same year that I was born.
So, and you say that you had been married twice?
Yes.
How old was your first husband when he died?
56.
Did he go to the Baptist church too?
Yes.
What about his schooling? You know how far along he got?
He always told me he didn't get no far in the third grade.
Was he in any kind of club or group or anything like that, like you were?
Yes. He belonged to the Masonic.
And what about his people? Where were they from?
As far as I know, they're all from Deer County, down here in Deer County.
And your second husband, how old was he when he died?
He was 55.
Was he a Baptist too?
No, he was a Methodist.
What about his school?
He said he got into sixth grade in school. He could leave it right.
Yes, ma'am. Was he in any kind of club or anything like that?
He was in a Mason.
Mason, too.
Yes.
And where were his people from?
His daddy was from Otago County, and his mama was from right here. I hear him talk about his dad being come from Otago County.
Do you remember about the house that you were raised in? Remember anything about it, what it was like?
The house where I grew up in.
Yes, ma'am.
That house where I grew up in is still down on the south side now. It's just a little four-room house. That's where I grew up.
It's still standing?
Yes,
ma'am. What were the different rooms that you had in?
Had two bedrooms, a kitchen and dining room. That's all.
How long have you been in this house?
Oh, about 20 years. This is 27 years.
What are the different rooms you have in this house?
Oh, I have this room.
What do you call this room?
I call this the living room. And it's two bedrooms back that room. And it's one bedroom here. And the dining room and kitchen. Utility room and bathroom. That's what I have.
And out front you have a
porch.
Do you have one on the back?
No, sir.
Could you tell me about, I guess when you were growing up, did y'all have a fireplace in the house you grew up in?
Sure.
Could you tell me what you did when you had to build a fire in the fireplace?
You would have your wood. You have that wood stacked up in there. In the house on the porch. If we had a porch on the house, we had it on the porch.
Yes, ma'am.
And you get you some kindling and starch your fire and some little small trash you put on it. And then it starts burning. And then you lay your firewood on it. And then all the time along, before that burn out, you put some more firewood on it and keep a fire like that. That's where you keep a fire. Have dog irons in the fireplace that helps it. Wood up on it.
Yes,
sir. And you would pile your wood up on it. And you take your splinters and put them up under there and start it with some other smaller trash. And that's where you start out.
What'd you call that big piece of wood that you...
Backstick. Yeah. That was called a backstick. You put that on there and you add others to it. And then at night when it's real cold weather, the men, you know, would lay a backstick over there behind there. And the next morning when you get up, you'll have them do the stir in there. And you got a fire.
That's right.